We're honored to have Chuck Wepner on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks, an outstanding heavyweight back in the day, of course, knocked down Muhammad Ali, but we'll get to that. He was the story of the Rocky movies, and now there's a movie all about him. I'm talking about Chuck. So, Chuck Wepner, talk to me about Chuck.
Well, it's a movie that's been a long time in the making, over 11 years. You know, we finally got the right script, and most of all, we got the right actor. We got Liev Schreiber to play me in the movie, and I'm thrilled about that. He's a great actor and a terrific young guy.
Okay, the movie's already in the theaters. It's got rave reviews. Of course, everybody's rocking and rolling, and Hollywood has had a relationship with boxing since the silent movie days. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. They are very enamored with the sport and the sport and the squared circle. Now, before we get back to Chuck just for a second, I got to ask you about my buddy Sylvester Stallone. And the reason why I say my buddy is I interviewed him one time, and he was a bit of a turd. And I'll go into that maybe on another day. But, you know, he stole your story back in 1975 or 1976, and he didn't pay you a dime until 2011. What a dick.
Well, you know, he did the right thing by me. I don't know what your opinion of it is, but he's, in my mind, he's a good guy. You know, he tried to put me in Rocky II. He wrote a part in Ching Web. I have the script right here, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And I had 22 lines. And he called me into Philadelphia to read for the part. And I didn't do well. He even gave me a second chance to read for the part an hour and a half later. And I still didn't do that great. You know, it was one of those things. So time went by, and finally we got together and we squared away everything, and everything is fine now.
Well, I'm glad that he got straight up with you. Now, I got to bring you back to March 29, 1975, fighting Muhammad Ali. You said it was the greatest experience of your life. When I spent 2 weeks with him over in China, those were the greatest 2 weeks of my life. I mean, there's something about the greatest in great times being around that guy, isn't there?
Yes, he is. We spent a lot of time together because we also did a commentary and a little short film on Tooth Decay for Washington. So we spent about 4 or 5 days. You're absolutely right. He's a terrific guy, and I cherish that 4 days that we spent with him. It was great. We had a couple of the former president of the United States there, and Ali acted up with him, and he's a peanut farmer.
Jimmy Carter.
And he was on the dais, and he made believe he fell asleep when the president was speaking. And Carter says, "Oh, my God, I must be boring. The champ went to sleep." And he woke up just then, and he introduced Ali, and Ali got up there and talked for 15 minutes. It was great.
Okay. Chuck Wepner is our guest. The movie's Chuck, folks. I'm going to see it this weekend before I do the Saturday night show, so I will have a review on it for Saturday night, the Johnny Taco Show at 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But let's go back to the Ali fight. Knocking him down, did you step on his foot?
No. I hit him with the right hand under the heart. He threw a jab. I slipped it to the right, threw a right hand. If you watch the film, you can see the punch land. Now, That shot of me stepping on his foot, that could have been any time during the fight. They never protested it. Ali took the 8 count, got up and kept fighting. Drew Goody Brown came up with a story later on, 2 hours after the fight. But you know what? It's all conjecture, and it was called a knockdown, and it makes good press.
Drew Bundini Brown, the king of BS himself.
Yeah, that was him. Drew was his corner.
Okay, let's go back to the Sun. I knew Sonny Liston's last trainer, Johnny Tocco. Remember Johnny Tocco that ran the gym in Las Vegas? Do you remember him?
No, I heard the name, but no, I didn't know. Yeah, he started out in Vegas.
He was Sonny Liston's last trainer, and Davey Pearl was his manager. Of course, he was a referee of Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard back in 1981 as well. But they were of the opinion that Sonny had some issues with the mob when he went back to fight you, and there were rumors that the mob wanted him to lose to you and all this kind of stuff. And, gee, is there any truth to that at all, Mr. Wepner?
Well, God, I'll tell you what. If they wanted him to lose, he sure as hell didn't do it, because in that fight they got a broken nose, broken right cheekbone, and 71 stitches. You know, I pressed him the whole fight, and that was my style. As a matter of fact, at the end of the ninth round, Bonnie Felix, the referee, wanted to stop the fight. And I said, "Bonnie, one more round. Let me finish it." He's all right. How many fingers do I have up? I said, how many guesses do I get? You know, I couldn't see nothing. You know, it was they stopped the fight with a minute and 23 seconds to go in the 10th round. And Lissa was top scorer, biggest puncher I ever fought, and I fought four world champions.
No doubt about that. Chuck Wepner is our guest, folks. The movie's Chuck is out at your theaters as I speak. What can people expect out of this movie besides reality? I mean, this is there's no sugarcoating in this movie, is there? I've been told it's like straight up Chuck.
Yep, it is straight up Chuck, and you're absolutely right. There's no sugarcoating. They expect to see the life and times of the real Chuck Wepner. You know, I inspired Rocky. It was the fight with Ali that inspired it. And but this movie tells the truth. It doesn't pull any punches. And so far, we've got a lot of great reviews, not one bad one. And if you go to see the fight, I'm sure you'll come home and be happy that you went.
With that, sir, we say goodbye. We wish you the very best of luck with your movie, Chuck. And, of course, anytime you want to come back to Sports Byline, the red carpet is open for Mr. Chuck Wepner. No doubt about that. The body on bleeder. You are a class act in boxing. You're a class act outside of the ring, sir. You're a credit to the human race and the sport of boxing. Thank you for your time and your dedication.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The great Chuck Wepner on Sports Byline.
All right, you're clear, and he's back up.
And that's a rock. That's a keeper. Thank you so much, Mr. Wepner. I'll get that to you via my producers will get that to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you again.